This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I welcome you to Creative Impact. Each week we get together with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and explore how the creative industries are working in our community and the impacts they make in our lives. And my co-host for the segment is Deb Pollack, and how are you today?
I'm great. David, you know, we started Creative Impact about 6 months ago, and I don't know about you, but I'm having a great time exploring the creative industries here in Washtenaw County and learning from all of our guests. I sure hope our listeners are, too.
Yeah, it has been fantastic to get to know some of the people who are really a driving force in our community and exploring the ways that they are contributing in the creative sector, but also in the economic sector and the kind of impact they're making in our personal lives as well. And today we're going to talk about how government can make an impact in our lives when it comes to arts and culture.
Yes, our guest today is Mandy Graywall, the supervisor of Pittsfield Charter Township. Welcome to Creative Impact, Mandy.
Thank you for having me.
So, Mandy, by state mandate, every municipality in Michigan has to have a master plan that's updated every 5 years, right?
That's correct.
No two master plans are alike. Pittsfield Township is one of 29 municipalities in Washtenaw County. Your plan has many things in common with other master plans, but you also include arts and culture, where very few others do. How did arts and culture become a priority for your community, and was it driven by the residents or leadership or both?
It is always a combination. I like to believe that whatever we do here in Pittsfield Township is reflective of the partnership that we have with our residents and business stakeholders. To address your question, Deb, specifically, as you know, I am a planner by training. And when I came on board as supervisor, one of the first priorities that I had, which I delineated in my campaign literature, was to take on a robust master planning process so that we can collaboratively come up with a vision for our community moving forward. However, I also believe very strongly that you cannot put together a vision for where you're going and what you're going to do without first stopping and taking a moment to appreciate where you've been and where you are. So that was really what kickstarted that focus on arts and culture specifically. Up till that point, we hadn't really had much of a focus here in Pittsfield Township on culture, history, and arts. And I believe those are the three trifecta, really, that go together and support one another as we talk about culture and arts. And actually, it's gratifying, really, to know almost a decade on from when we first kicked started our original master planning process about in 2009, that with the help of residents and regional partners like yourself, we've made significant progress. In those about 8 to 9 years, we've established a history portal that is available on our website. We have two historic districts that we have established. We've placed historical markers that identify significant landmarks throughout our community. We've also established, as you know, a public art program that includes most recently the gateway signs that we've been putting up at significant locations into the township. The goal for us always is really to highlight, celebrate, and communicate the tremendous diversity that is inherent within our community. So that's kind of really been our focus since the beginning.
And Mandy, what benefit is being derived?
You know, I think a lot of times that's one of the biggest challenges that folks face when they want to be champions for arts and culture, because there is very little tangible sort of research that's done. In Pittsfield, actually, I have specific data. For example, when we did the first master planning process from 2009 to 2011, 22% of those surveyed noted liking the community as one of their reasons for living in Pittsfield Township. So that was 22%. In 2015, when we did a revision of our master plan and adopted our current master plan, 30% of the survey respondents chose like the community, and it is now the fourth most significant reason for living in Pittsfield Township. While there is no direct correlation or causation that you can show, and like I mentioned, it's hard to quantify the specific rate of return.
Much like art itself, it is perception as opposed to necessarily reality or specificity.
Yes, that's correct, but I do feel that this example does clearly sort of denote that there is a positive correlation between quality of life and vibrant public spaces that are integrated into our community's fabric of daily life.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside my co-host Deb Pollack, and our guest today is Mandy Graywall. Mandy serves as Pittsfield Township Supervisor.
So, Mandy, integrating arts and culture into a master plan, does that mean, in addition to wanting to make your community inviting to arts and culture, are you investing dollars? Are you investing in people? What is that investment?
So I mentioned quality of life, and as we all very well know, local communities are pretty much strapped when it comes to financial resources.
Right.
And I like to use the example that I've put together, where between 2000 and 2008, general fund revenues in Pittsfield Township grew by an average of 8% each year. In a similar eight-year period from 2009 to 2016, that rate of increase was an average of 1% a year. So my approach has been to very aggressively pursue grant funding. We've gone after donations, state, federal, local, all kinds of funding, and have been successful in being awarded a historic $16 million in grant funding since 2009. And we've leveraged those sort of funds to invest, as we like to call it, in quality of life projects that vary from greenway projects to parks to arts, et cetera. So that's kind of really been our approach, because you're correct. I mean, funding and financial resources can definitely be a constraint. And while our residents continue to appreciate and want to see their public spaces being vibrant, there is always a hesitancy when it comes to, well, if you want to spend dollars on maintaining public roads or investing in art. You know, that's a hard choice for folks to make, and I appreciate where they're coming from. So I think it really puts the burden on local units of government and leadership to say, okay, this is still going to be a priority for us. We are not going to make it a financial burden on our residents. We're going to look for creative ways to find the money. Above and beyond that, I'd also like to point another thing is, you know, we can find low-cost ways, really, to convert our existing public spaces to support art as well. So, for example, in Pittsfield Township, we've converted our lobby in the administration hall. If you've come into Township Hall, you'll know what I'm talking about. As soon as you walk in through the main doors, we have a beautiful lobby section, and we got grant funds, and we installed on both the left and right walls of that lobby display units. And so we use those to bring in local art, youth art. You know, we had a gentleman who had a beautiful robe, a Native American robe that he had in his private collection. And so we put that up for a period of time. So those are just small ways also, I believe, that we can really leverage existing spaces and resources. So as long as the intention is there and some creative thinking for the creative arts, I think
right.
It works.
Well, and it's also, I mean, if you're spending money on infrastructure and, you know, you have design elements that you have to do in building, if you can make them a bit more aesthetically pleasing rather than, as I've shared before, you know, if you've got to put a park bench in, you can do it in concrete or you can do it artistically. So you're spending money on those things anyway, so it's a choice in that regard.
That's exactly right, and that's been our approach with the gateway signs. If you've seen one of them, we have two up right now. One is by the roundabout on State Street, and the second one is on the south end of the State Street corridor at Michigan. And, you know, instead of just doing pure gateway signs, we included a mosaic piece that is a companion to it. And we've chosen mosaic as a medium because we thought it was a really symbolic way for us to visually convey the inherent diversity, and we wanted to celebrate that in our community. So we used that medium to show the joy and beauty of our community.
That's great. You've also, yeah. And we're going to need to wrap up here quickly, but
sure.
You just recently received a Michigan Council for the Arts grant of $70,000 for capital improvement. Tell us real quick what that's about.
We've been applying for that grant for about 2 to 3 years, so we're very pleased to get it this year and thank our partners again for providing that resource to us. We have a public forum coming up on February 20th at 6:30. I posted that on our newsletter that goes out to all residents in Pittsfield Township. The purpose of that forum is going to be specifically to engage the public to get their opinions and views in terms of how we should leverage these grant monies. The initial thought going in is to put in a band shell within the preserve, a small section of the preserve, so that we can start leveraging our tremendous green spaces and open spaces to not just host family-friendly events, but also to engage primarily our youth, but additional folks as well, to teach them and have them become good ambassadors of our of the nature environment that we have that surrounds us and is beautiful. And so that's kind of the goal. But again, like I said, we really like to move forward in collaboration with our residents. So we're looking forward to that forum and getting feedback from them in terms of what they're thinking and what their thoughts are.
Mandy, thank you so much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That is Mandy Graywall, the Pittsfield Township Supervisor. Deb Pollock is President and CEO of the Arts Alliance and my co-host for Creative Impact. Deb, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, look forward to it always.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.